This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. And we're going to start the show off the way we do every Friday with our weekly wrap, where we ask smart folks to come in and give us their take on the most important stories of the week gone by. We've got Lynette Lopez with us from Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy with the Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey.
So let's start with Greece. I know it's a lot to talk about in a short amount of time, but we have Greeks pulling billions of euros out of banks this week. The ECB had to step in with emergency funding, default looming at the end of the month. Lynette, how bad is this?
Well, the first rule of capital flight is don't talk about capital flight, because that just means everybody's going to start freaking out and pulling their money out. This is bad. I mean, if you looked at Greece's budget and all the deals that they've been doing, the write-downs that they're taking for their state budget, they have way less money than they thought they did. It's a wonder whether or not they're going to be able to pay government workers. They have this IMF debt looming, emergency meetings on Monday. It's a hot mess. It's not looking great. And now they're even thinking about taking money from Putin, where I don't know where that guy's going to get money, but I wouldn't want to take money from him.
So, Sudeep, like Lynette said, there's this emergency meeting on Monday in Brussels. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, we've always known that conditions were going to get worse in Greece. That's just been the path that we've been on for the last 5 years. They obviously have not had the kind of pickup in their economy. They haven't had all the core things you would need to see a different scenario than we're having now. We've also learned all along that talks involving Greece never get done until the 11th hour. So that is what we're headed toward on Monday. If there is a deal to be had, it's always going to be at that last minute, at that final summit, and this could be it. The Greek people have been building toward this for a very long time, hoping that things would improve. Obviously, they haven't. So they have to make a really big decision, and Europe has to make a really big decision, too, about whether they need to figure out a way to all come together or just part ways and figure out a whole different path, since the path they've been on for 5 years hasn't worked.
Lynette, do you think we're going to have an all come together or a part ways situation here?
I think that we're going to have a bare minimum of what needs to be done. And we're going to muddle along more. And the danger there is that the longer we muddle along, the longer the Greek people suffer, the more potential there is for the rise of radical political parties. And that's what we don't want in Europe. We don't want anybody extreme from the right or the left preying on the fragility and helplessness or hopelessness of any society there.
Great. Let's move on to the Fed here. Sudeep, what do you make of Fed Chair Janet Yellen's statement this week? Were there any surprises in there for you?
The surprises were the fact that the Fed, at this point, we're now 6 years into an economic recovery, was still not willing to say to give the all clear and say it's OK to move on. The Fed was really just signaling how they're nervously tiptoeing toward the exit. Yellen's core message was really fairly simple. Yes, we're on track to raise rates, but when we do, please don't panic. It's going to be OK. It's not about just the first rate hike. It's about the path of what rates are going to look like for years down the road. That is a very difficult message to sell to markets. And we know there's going to be some turbulence when we get to that point. It's just a question of how much turbulence and whether it can be contained to a short period or whether it extends out for a longer period.
And Lynette, do you think we'll get that all clear this year? Are we going to see rates rise in September or December, maybe?
I don't think we're going to see rates rise. I think, wake me up when Janet raises them. Other than that, I'm gonna just kick it here. You know, we're watching wage growth. We're watching the steadiness of the economy. She's going to raise rates when things are looking steady and secure. I don't see it yet. I don't know why people are forcing it. The bond sell-off has started already in anticipation that this is going to happen, so rates are rising naturally right now. Who knows if it's just going to be choppy and people will start buying it. I don't know. Call me. Wake me up when Janet raises them. That's it.
All right. Before we go, I want to get your really quick thoughts on the Pope calling out rampant consumerism this week. Does it matter? Sudeep?
It does matter. The Pope has obviously carries all this moral force. And when we all talk about raw economics and raw markets and basic science, that's not enough. You have to get into the moral issues and the big force of that. And that's what he's doing.
And Lynette?
I must have missed that while I was shopping on Amazon on my Apple Watch. just joking. I think it's a great message. And I think this Pope has been magnificent in creating a friendlier, more malleable, modern Catholic Church. And, you know, he's a leader that is not afraid to change who he is and what he is based on the times and humanity and changing ideas. I think it's great.
Lynette Lopez is with Business Insider. Sudeep Reddy with The Wall Street Journal. Thank you both.
Thanks, Adrian.